Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love me some blues. That's a little Texas blues there, bringing us back. ZZ Top, that's Billy Gibbon. Happy birthday to Billy Gibbon, by the way, this week. Billy Gibbon on guitar. He's a serious guitar player. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, TJ Simone. S-C-I-M-O-N-E is how you spell his last name, but he pronounces it Simone. And he's the founder and the CEO of Slice Incorporated. He's a serial entrepreneur. And like me, TJ, also we could say we're serial failures too, right?
That's correct. I am a good serial failure.
Because I failed more than I succeeded.
And likewise, I think all successful have.
You can't be successful, in my opinion. You can't really know success if you aren't comfortable with failure. What do you think?
Totally agree with that statement. You have to be comfortable with failure to be able to take the risks and to move on and pick yourself up and keep going after.
My favorite quote along those lines is allegedly attributed to Edison, and I think the way I say it is not exactly how he said it, but it sounds better. And he says, you know, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
And he was the king of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, tens of thousands of failures, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, so, him and Dyson.
Yeah, exactly. So Slice is your name of your company, SliceProducts.com, and they're cutting ceramic cutting tools, right?
That's correct. They use ceramics, small replaceable ceramic blades.
Like around the house, like my Sawzall and all that kind of stuff around the house. So that would I use it like would I use it, or is it just industrial commercial stuff?
Well, it's the same material as the kitchen knives that most people are familiar with, zirconium oxide, which is a powder,
right?
And then heated at a very high temperature for a couple of days and then sharpened. So it doesn't do well on certain material, cutting certain materials.
Like what?
So we found the, for instance, sawing wood and things like that would not do well with ceramic.
Okay.
It is pretty much coarse.
Say again? Did we lose? Are we losing you? Okay, TJ. I've got some background with cutting tools with the clients that I've worked with in the past, and industrial products. They sold a lot of saw blades. That was one of their big products, TJ. And we're getting him back. So the thing I like about what TJ had to say was that he was honest enough to admit that he failed. And I encourage you to you know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you've been doing things for very long, if you're found a way to be successful, you probably got some failures. Don't be ashamed of those. Don't be afraid of those. Talk about those. Because the more you can talk about them, the more you can help yourself. The more you can help yourself when you talk about those failures, because it'll help you to continue to be comfortable with the possibility of failure. It'll help other people, though, like as TJ has been doing for us today. TJ, thanks again. Sorry about the connection there. The saw blades are did you invent this, or are you just taking another idea and making a commercial?
We were fortunate and got lucky, and we invented this along the way through a lot of trial and error and found the best size and sharpening angle and thickness for the blades. To create a safer cutting experience for opening corrugated cardboard boxes.
So mostly your blades are for boxes?
For the most part, that's what they're used for, is opening up everyday boxes. Which
So housewives and businesses would use these? I could use one in my business?
Correct.
We open a lot of boxes around here. How do I find your products?
You can find them at SliceProducts.com. We also sell to a lot of retail stores like the Container Store and Michael's Art Supply.
Right.
A lot of independent stores. But most of our customers, 90% of our business is B2B, selling to corporations to reduce injuries in their warehouses.
Right. Yeah. Why does it? Because it doesn't cut the skin so much. What is it? Why is it safer?
Our design on the blades is very safe. The blade is very safe to handle. You could run your finger against the blade and not cut yourself.
Huh.
You have to apply pressure to get and force to get the
right.
Knock.
I see.
So the blade and the handle are designed in unison together.
Very interesting.
You have to kind of feel it to believe it and see it.
But you want one of the things you want to do today is encourage people to find a cause to focus on. You have a son who's autistic, and you've spent a lot of your own money helping him and encouraging other people to have a cause, aren't you, in their business?
That's correct. I think, especially as an entrepreneur, you go through a lot of ups and downs, and I think you really need something that's bigger than yourself to get you through those rough times and take the focus off your challenges and put them on somebody else's challenges and help them. It helps you get through the rough spots a lot easier when you have something that's bigger than yourself to focus on. And for me, that my son and his autism and helping other people find a cure for autism and bringing awareness to the disease.
And 1% of your sales are going towards autism research, aren't they?
That's correct. It's sales, not profits, sales. Yeah, that's correct.
That's a big number.
Correct.
We appreciate you doing that and encouraging other people to do the same thing as we do here. Our lives have got to be about something more than just ourselves, doesn't it, DJ?
It really does. It helps everyone, including yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job, TJ. Keep up the good work, and good luck with your family.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. TJ Simone, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.